Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, what's up? And welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and I've been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. You can get more tips, strategies, and free downloads by going to my website at theroofershow.com. Today, I've got a great interview with Lynn Foster with AccuLink Software. And Lynn was first with us back on episode number 58, and that was Get the Latest Update on Contractor Software. And we talked about what the latest software was, all the tools that you need to run your roofing business, where we could get everything organized in one central place so you can always find exactly what you need. And it's the easiest way to manage your sales pipeline, generate estimates, and handle your contracts, oversee your production, and understand how your business is performing. That was a great episode, and you're going to want to go back and check that out. And today, we're going to continue that conversation. So if you don't have a CRM program, you're not going to be able to grow your business because you're just not going to have your act together, and it's going to be a struggle. So you're going to want to go back and listen to our previous show. I've got a number of shows about CRM programs, how they can get you organized, and find the information that you need at your fingertips to run your business. So I'm not going to talk about that today, but what we are going to get into is another problem that contractors can have, which is getting too much information. What do we do with it? How do we use this to run our business effectively? And that's what we're going to talk about today. It's coming up with the reports that we need to have just the information that we need to run our business. And it's setting up a dashboard, just like in your truck. You got to be able to see how fast you're going, whether you're running out of gas, if your engine's overheating. And that's what we're going to talk about. And that's designing a dashboard with the KPIs or the key performance indicators that we need to be able to see just on the spot, maybe once, twice a day, and we know what's going on. But before we get into our interview with Lynn, I want to thank our show sponsor, and that's Ruby Receptionists. I've been recommending Ruby for over a year now. I've got a number of contractors that I work with that use them. They're very happy with them. But I wanted to read a review from a contractor. This is an online review, 5 stars, going through Trustpilot. Who doesn't like that? So this is from SLM General Contractors. And what they had to say was, I've tried 2 other companies before where the answering sounded scripted. Then I came across Ruby Receptionist through a podcast named, yes, The Roofer Show. The difference is like night and day. Sounds personal, and they have a way of filtering the important calls. They only get better and better the more they know my business. They just sound so happy and make the caller feel important. That's what it's all about, is making that prospect that calls in, making them feel important on that first call. You're leaving a great first impression. You're starting to build trust. And if you're rolling these calls over into voicemail, they're not going to leave a message. They're just going to go to your competitor until they find a live person to talk with that's going to answer the questions that they've got. And that's what Ruby does. But you can check them out at callruby.com/roofershow. You can go take them for a test drive, try out their service for free, see what they're all about. And if they're right for you, you can use promo code ROOFER50 and they'll knock off $50 off your first month's service. So check them out, see what you think. Well, all right, let's get into our interview with Lynn Foster. Lynn, thanks for coming to the show today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me. It was very nice to see you down in Nashville at the IRE in February.
Yeah, we had a good little talk down there, and we were talking about some new additions to your product, AccuLinks. And I said, rather than get into it there, let's talk about it on my podcast. So I appreciate you coming by. We had you on last year, back in May, and we talked about what's the newest technology. And that was a great program. Recommend everybody go back and listen to that. What I wanted to talk to you about today, and specifically, was your Reports Plus program, because one problem we have as contractors, we get so much, we can either not have the information that we need to run our business, or we're getting too much information. We've got overload. We end up just tossing it, and it doesn't do us any good. So by having good reports, good KPIs that we can refer to, that's what we really need. And I went through this in my business, started off without any good information, then I got too much information, couldn't use it. But before we get into that, can you give our listeners a little background on where you came from up to the point where you joined AccuLinks?
Sure. So my background really started, in a little different side of things. It was in industry. So I've got an industrial technology major. And my first few years out of school, I was actually working in industry as a manufacturing engineer. And did a lot of work, assembly line retrofits and redesigning those, and then also designing automation for assembly lines. So we would take a manual process and then go in and look at how we could take robotics or something else like that and improve the process. So I did that for a number of years. And then during one of the installations that we had of an automated assembly line, there was a contractor that I started working with and using him to install the products, the machines and the equipment. And when we were done, he said, well, hey, why don't you come work for me? You know, we really enjoyed working with you. You kind of have a really good feel for the project management side of things. So I did that. And then that's how I kind of got into the construction industry. It started off as industrial construction, and then eventually kind of rolled into much more of a commercial side where I was helping architects and precast concrete, I was helping architects and engineers design buildings out of precast concrete. And then that's how I met Rich Spanton. One of these days I was sitting down and looking at LinkedIn, and his name came up and it said, computer background and construction background. I went, wow, I have a lot of computer background and construction background. That's kind of an odd marriage. So I reached out to him, and we had lunch a couple times, and next thing you know, I'm working at AccuLinks. And that was going on 8 years ago.
Wow. So you actually used LinkedIn to connect with somebody, because this is something I talk about all the time. Every contractor needs to have a LinkedIn profile and a good profile. I've talked about that a number of times on how to set that up. But you're saying you actually connected with AccuLinks that way. Is that right?
That's correct. I think it was one of the first times I had ever reached out on LinkedIn. Before that, you build your profile and you just read, right? You basically look at everybody else's profile. You look at the posts that they put up. And back then, you go back 8 years, LinkedIn wasn't nearly as popular as it is now. It was, just really starting to get a lot of traction. So, that was just an easy way. The odd thing also was he was, in Rockton, Illinois, and I'm in Rockford, Illinois, which is only about 17 miles apart. And, so you've got this combination of two backgrounds that are similar, plus the geographic location was close. And I thought, what the heck, it'd be interesting to just sit down and have lunch with him and see what his experiences are and share my experiences. And maybe we can both be, better people from it.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So listeners, connect with both Lynn and myself on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is really where it's at as far as social programs now. Check it out. It's a lot more than watching doggy pictures and so forth on Facebook. So this is business to business. And the other way that I like to use it is before I send my salespeople out, we send them a little brochure with some information, photo of who's coming out, so they feel connected to that. They build the trust before somebody comes into your home. And I always refer them back to their LinkedIn page where you've got your profile and you can find out all the background information on these guys. Now you're working with AccuLinks. Tell me a little about what you're doing there, but more importantly, I want to know, what was the problem that AccuLinks solves in the marketplace? And as a contractor, what's in it for me? Why would I be interested? Why should I take a look at AccuLynx product?
Well, my day job at AccuLynx is the director of operations. So the, you know, for a software company, the director of operations is really tasked with making the business run, right? Not the software side of it, but actually making the business side of a software company run.
Okay.
So that's where I spend most of my time is working on that. However, I've got quite a background in business development and sales. So, you know, the other side of what I do is I spend a lot of time with our partners, whether that's the manufacturers or the technology companies or the distributors, and showing them how AccuLynx can help their customers become better customers. Because in the end, you know, if a contractor is more organized and communicates better, then he's going to buy more materials. He's going to be, you know, maybe a certified contractor. He's going to use technology. And using technology would be AccuLynx, you know, so then we sell our subscription. So everybody wins. He's a better contractor. He's buying more materials. He's paying for them on time. And then also, you know, he's receiving all the services that these technology companies are providing. So, you know, that's kind of what I do on a day-to-day basis. It's either the operations side or much more the biz dev side. You know, that works out pretty well.
So AccuLynx, tell me a little about the product, what it does for us, and how does this help us run our business?
Real simple. I tell people this all the time when I meet them. AccuLynx does two things and two things only. You know, it's this really robust program, but the two things that we do extremely well is we organize a contractor and we make them communicate better. And if you've talked to anybody that's been in the industry, in any construction industry, it's all about being organized and communicating. And whether that's organized, you know, in the back office, whether that's organized in your sales process, whether that's organization when you're going in and talking to a customer or a homeowner sitting at their table talking about the roof you're going to do. And also the communication side, you know, can you deliver a material order to a distributor that's in a clear, concise format, you know? So it's really just those two things. It's organization and communication, and we use software to do that, you know, and it's a really, really great tool.
So that's an improvement over my sticky notes that I've got all over my desk here and so forth, you're saying?
Exactly. What are you going to do if one of those sticky notes slides off the back of the desk and you find it a month later, right? That's yep. That's the problem. Sticky notes and yellow pads and manila folders and whiteboards, the problem with those is you don't have access to them all the time, right? You want to be able to have access to your data all the time. So if you're, you know, driving down the road and you get a call and say maybe you've got to call Mrs. Smith because she has a question about the day you're going to come out for the installation. Well, if you don't have the folder with you, you have no idea what that job entails. But if you've got some type of a software platform, a CRM and an ERP system, then you can just pull up the job and you've got all the information, everything from the estimate to the pictures, you know, to the contact information, any notes you made on the job. It's with you all the time. It's sitting on your phone.
All right. So I've got all this data coming in, trying to run our business and so forth. And with our salespeople, we've got leads at different points of the pipeline. I've got new business coming in. We're trying to keep in touch with our old clients. And this is where we've talked a lot on this show about CRM programs. Let's get into that a little bit. If you can give us the basics on the CRMs and what they do for us, how they can help run our business. What's different about AccuLynx when it comes to CRMs? And why is this a program that we should really take a hard look at?
Well, I think the unique thing about AccuLynx, really from a CRM standpoint, is there are hundreds and hundreds of CRMs out there, but it was actually built for roofing contractors, right? So it takes all of the normal information that you would have in a CRM, which would be contact information, maybe notes, you know, various things that you want to just put into a record and be able to go look at that. Well, we take that one step further and let you take all that information and push that into an estimate, or push that into smart docs that can be a contract, or take that estimate and automatically convert it into an order going to your supply house. So that's really where our special sauce is it takes the regular CRM front end that you can get anywhere, and it seamlessly flows all the way through the operation of your business. You know, so from the time that you get the lead from the customer, from the time that you go visit them, the time you do the estimate, you give them the proposal, you know, the order materials, from the time that your crew is on the roof and doing documentation, whether it's photos or videos, or notes or tasks, you know, all of that is then pushed right back into that same job, and it's stored in one spot. So you can get to that information very, very easily.
When you send a salesman out to a prospect's home, out of 10 of those, really three of those are going to buy there on the spot, but the balance of them are going to think about it. They're, you know, maybe waiting for their tax refund. Who knows? But that's something that's going to happen maybe a year down the road, because that sales cycle can be long. And this is really the key point, I think, where a CRM can really help you, is keeping in touch with that prospect that hasn't made a decision yet. But whether you want to send them a newsletter or you're going to send them a drip campaign where we're keeping in touch, top of mind, because there's nothing worse than that feeling of driving down the street and here's your competitor's job sign on the roof. You call a prospect back and you say, what the hell? I said, oh, God, we wanted to go with you, but we couldn't remember who the hell you were. What I see with so many contractors is that's where they drop the ball. They want to get onto the next fresh deal, but really the money's at those prospects that haven't quite made a decision. That's where the majority of your quotes are. So why spend the money to get new leads when you've got so much there to be mining those prospects that you've already presented to? Is that something that AccuLinks can help us with?
Oh, absolutely. That it gets right back to what we talked about before, right? Organization and communication. So if you're organized and you know the status of all your leads and all your estimates, then you can communicate with the people on time, right? So we have reports that you can run that one of them is called a lead status report. And that report will tell you how many days that lead has been in a certain status, you know, the lead status. So let's say you got the lead 2 weeks ago and it's been there for 14 days. Well, if you haven't gotten back to that person in 14 days, that's exactly like you described. They don't remember you. Right. They don't know how to get a hold of you. Or maybe you've given them a proposal and then you didn't follow up for 2 weeks. You know, so those are reports that you can run, and you can run that by salesman. You can run that like by location. You can look at the contract amount. So maybe you get up every Monday morning and you run a lead status report. And that lead status report tells you all of your salesmen, the age of all of their leads, the contract amounts. And now you can sort by the highest contract amounts, right? You want to go after the best jobs first. And you can look at how many days old those are. So you'd look at John and you'd say, hey, John, you know, you need to follow up on these six things. And then the greatest thing about AccuLinks is John can actually run that report too and see his jobs.
Right.
So, you know, as a manager, you shouldn't be running that report for him. You should have John trained so that when he gets up on Monday morning, he's going in and looking at what jobs he should follow up on. He might also be looking at, an AR report and saying, okay, you know what, these jobs are completed, but we haven't received the final check. Right. And how old is that? So now it's organizing him. And then you can have a process that tells him how to communicate with the customer given that situation.
Yeah, well, that's what John should be doing, but maybe as a sales manager, you gotta light a fire. But that's something that I really like, because you've got to be able to see the AR agings. Cash flow can be such a problem for so many contractors. And if you don't stay on top of this, and if you don't see what's going into 30 days, you get into 60 days, likelihood of you collecting that money gets pretty low back then. And this is what we used a lot, because, you know, our salesmen didn't get paid until they collected the bills. You would have thought that they would have been a little more active, but it was something that, you know, we had to really keep on top of as sales managers.
Right. And we have a really neat feature. When you look at the job cards, you can sort by, let's say, all the jobs that are in whatever status you want. But let's say they're in the invoice status. So you can pull up all of your jobs as a salesman that are in the invoice status. And then you can look at the number of days that they've been in that status. And you can also look at the number of days since that job was last touched. And by last touched, we mean whenever you do something inside of AccuLinks for a job, whether it's move it from one milestone to another, make a comment, whatever that happens to be, then we time and date stamp that. So you could look at all of those jobs and you could say, wow, this was invoiced 3 weeks ago and it was last touched 3 weeks ago. Why do you think you haven't been paid? It's because you haven't recontacted them, right? You haven't reached out to them to check on the status of that invoice. So, you know, it's just a, it's a super easy way to be organized and look like you're a rock star because you're always on top of things. And all you're doing is using the CRM to help you.
Yeah, because as we all know, when you send that bill out, first thing you're going to get is, oh, you know, when you, if you don't call them, you're not going to hear from them. When you do call them, oh, I lost the invoice. Can you send me another one? Okay, so there's your first 30 days if you don't do anything as far as follow-up. And then it doesn't go in that one stack with the utility bills that have to be paid. It goes in that other stack, which is, I'm going to wait till they call. But what I like about the CRM, it's all about process. We talk about processes on our show constantly. And basically, that's just a checklist of checking off the different stages of whether it's going through the sales process or whether you've got a sold job and you're going through ordering material properly, make sure that that gets done. All the way through when you're billing the job, you're following up, and you're keeping that customer as a lifetime customer. But that's what a CRM can do for us, is that it simplifies that process, makes it easy for us to just go down that checklist. Wouldn't you say, Lynn?
I would agree. I mean, that's the secret sauce, right? Is having a process that everybody can follow, that you can hire new employees, train them on the process, and they can produce just like somebody that's been in the business for 10, 15 years. And it is all about process.
So what are some of the ways that you see, one is problems that contractors have? I got to imagine you're still seeing contractors that aren't using a CRM program, but also how are some of your contractors using it to their advantage?
Well, I mean, one thing that's a huge advantage compared to people that don't use some type of a CRM or a business management solution like AccuLynx, which is, you know, takes it from all the way from the lead until the end, is they don't look at how they get their leads and when they're spending their marketing money.
Right.
So one unique thing we have is we have a marketing report where you can actually run a report and see, you know, how many leads you've gotten from a certain type of marketing. So, you know, whether that's Angie's List or maybe a billboard, the internet, yard sign, whatever, you can see how much you've spent on that and how many jobs that you've actually received from that or leads you've received from that. You can look at the total expenses. You can look at the profit margin. You can look at the close rates on those jobs. You know, so let's say that you find out that Angie's List is closing at 68% and your internet AdWords that you're trying to buy are closing at 32%. Well, why would you spend the money on the AdWords? Spend more money on Angie's List, or maybe it's yard signs. But we grab all that data and put it into a format where you can run reports and find out how effective those dollars are that you're spending. If you're not using some type of technology or business management system, you're guessing. Yeah. And if you're guessing, you're losing out.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Well, Lynn, the last time we had you onto the show, we talked about one of the features that AccuLynx has, and that was Smart Docs. I thought that was a great program, great addition. Can you tell us a little about that?
Well, Smart Docs is our product that tries to take everybody paperless. So let's say you have an inspection form that you, when you go out to a homeowner, and you fill that out as you're going through the, you know, looking at the house, or maybe the contract or a completion report, but all of these are paper forms. So what we allow you to do is scan those in as a PDF into AccuLynx. And then in our Smart Docs process, you can actually create a smart document that is an electronic document. So we allow you to drag all the fields over into a smart doc, and then that allows you to take an iPad or any tablet, doesn't really matter what it is, out in the field, and you can fill those documents out electronically. Now, the great thing about that is we're getting back to processes, right? So let's say I go out to a home and I'm going to meet with a homeowner and take a look at the roof. I walk out there with my iPad. The first thing I do is I pull up the job, and then I pull up inside of each job. You can have, you know, documents preloaded that are company documents. So I pull up the inspection report. And as I'm walking through and walking around, up on the roof, depending on if you've got, you know, the secure handhold on your iPad, you're filling out this inspection report. As soon as you hit save, it's going to save it into the job file. So it's not just a piece of paper now that you're going to put in a file or hopefully that gets back to the file. And then the only people that can see it are in are the ones that have the file. What this does is it files it in AccuLynx in a predetermined folder. So now anybody that has access to that job can look at that inspection report. You can do that with contracts. You can do that with certificates of completion, all kinds of different things that that fall into that category. So again, it's all back to process, right? You go out there, you have a predetermined number of forms that you have to fill out. Once you're done, they're automatically filed inside the job, so everybody has access to them.
Well, that's great, because we've got so much paper that we're dealing with in this business, and trying to find the job file, trying to find the contract, little piece of paper. I think this does a great job of putting that all together and having it at your fingertips.
Yeah, it's a great feature. It's really a no-brainer. I mean, you don't lose anything, and it's automatically shared, and it's automatically filed. What more could you ask for?
That's great. Okay, well, when I was down at Nashville, you had rolled out a new feature of the program. And you're telling me that this new feature, Reports Plus, can really give us just the information that we need or we want. So we're able to customize this and just take a look. You've got a great dashboard that gives us just the KPIs that we need to really look at the things that are important to us as managers or owners. Can you tell us a little about that? And also, what are some of the reports that contractors should be using?
Well, some of the things that we have with Reports Plus is, if you look at our regular reporting module, Reports Plus is that on steroids. And it allows you to do a number of customizable things. So one really, really neat tool, I think, that and it's one of the most powerful things that we have in the Reports Plus platform, is scheduling. So you can run a report or go build a report and then say, I want that report to run automatically and be delivered to my inbox via email, say every Tuesday morning. Pick your day, doesn't matter, morning, evening, whatever. But maybe you have your job meetings on Tuesday. So you want to run a sales report every Tuesday morning and have it delivered to you so that you can review that before your meeting. Or maybe you're meeting with marketing and that's on Thursday. So you can run that report every Thursday morning. It's delivered to you automatically. So the ability to schedule reports is a really, really powerful feature, because they're just showing up and you're not going in and trying to create it. You're just looking at the data and then reacting to the data appropriately. Another thing that we do is we have dashboards, or a dashboard, I should say, and it's a reports dashboard. So you can put all of the key reports that you want on that dashboard, and it's always showing up. So you can look at that data all the time. The other thing that is really powerful is you can do that over multiple locations. So let's say you live in an area and you've got four locations, in a 300-mile radius or whatever. You've got different towns that you're in. You can actually have a dashboard that shows all of the data from each one of those locations, or you could have a dashboard that shows data from all those locations and kind of compares them. And you can run reports that compare one location to another. So it's a really powerful way to look at the data that you have, and that's all in the Reports Plus package.
All right. Well, let's talk about some real-life examples, how some of your contractors are using it. What kind of reports should we have? What's been working for your contractors?
With AccuLynx, what we do is we have an AccuLynx library where we have a number of pre-built reports that you can just pull into your account. And, some of those would be, things like age of job estimates, maybe a marketing report like we've talked about a few times. A materials report. Wouldn't you like to know how much you spent on 1¼-inch coil nails over the last year? Something like that. You could easily run a report on that. Or what's the number one shingle that you install? Or what are the top three shingles or colors or whatever? You can sort however you want. But some of those things are, are canned reports. Obviously, an AR aging report. Jobs permits report. Maybe you want to know the date that permits were pulled on different jobs. And very, very important is job profitability. What's the profitability on each job? So all of those are canned reports that we have that you can pull in and customize, and you can add a number of columns in there if you want more data. But you can also create a custom report that has anything you want in it. When you go through the report builder, and we have a really neat way that we help you build these reports, and it's very, very intuitive. But you can grab data that can be anything from, you know, where did the lead come from to what material is on the job, what's the profitability, what city was it in, what trade was it. You can grab whatever you want and drop it into those reports. So you can really customize it to see anything that you want.
Well, I can see how this would really benefit the contractor, but it sounds pretty complicated. How do we get started with this, and what kind of support can I expect to have?
Well, when you start with AccuLynx, we train you on how to build these reports. If you're using Reports Plus, right? We'll show you how to build a couple of them. But like I said before, we also have a library where we've got a number of reports. I mean, I think there are a couple dozen in there where you can pull the reports down and they're pre-built. So you can just look at it and say, okay, I want to maybe delete this column or add this column or this category, whatever that happens to be. Or maybe you like it exactly the way it is. So it's super easy to get started. You can pull in a report that we've built already for you and then customize it any way you want.
Well, the big problem that we always had was getting our people to buy into this. And, you know, granted, this is a management problem, but this sounds like something that if you get this across to your people, they can really benefit. And it's going to be something that everybody's going to use. It's going to be a lot more organized, which means it's a lot less stress once you get this stuff set up, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's less stress. By being more organized, you save time. And I always give this example where, you know, if you go to a big mall and you want to buy a certain shirt at the Gap, and you know that the Gap store is in the mall somewhere, but you haven't been in that mall for a year and you don't remember exactly where it is or even if it's in the same place, but you know you want to go to the Gap and you want to buy this shirt. So if you park out in that big parking lot, you go through the mall, you finally locate the store, and then you get the shirt and you come out. Wouldn't it be easier just to go to a Gap store that's a single store sitting on the side of the road next to the mall where you drive directly to the store and directly to the shirt rather than have to go in? And that's kind of what you're doing with you know, data that you don't have organized. If you can instantly go to a job and all the information on that job is right there, it's like going to the Gap store that's sitting out on the street versus going into the mall and looking for the data, looking for the store. It's just so much easier.
Well, that's great, because the Roofer Show, the reason that I have this show is to help contractors grow their business, which without a program like this, you're not going to be able to grow your business because you're just going to be screwed up. Number two is for contractors to make more money. We help them how to make more money. And this obviously is going to help. You can really see where you make your money, where you should be targeting your marketing dollars, and that's really going to help. And the third thing that this show is all about is to getting more free time. Having more free time and reducing stress means you got your act together and you're organized. And the only way you can do that is by having your crap together and in one place and having systems and processes to do that. And a good CRM, which I know that AccuLynx has been around forever. I've got a number of contractors that I'm working with that use it, like it. And I think it's a great program that every contractor should take a hard look at. Lynn, in wrapping up, how can our contractors get more information about AccuLynx?
The easiest way is to go to AccuLynx.com. That's AccuLynx.com. And when you get there, just click on the button that says, get a demo. And we'll give you a call and we'll sit down and we'll do a screen share with you and we'll show you the program. It's the best way to understand what AccuLynx does is to actually watch it, right? So we'll take half an hour, 45 minutes of your time, and we'll show you all the things that we've talked about today and how it really can help you become more organized and be a better communicator.
Yeah, I'm looking on your website. It says see demo. Click this big orange button. Looks pretty simple to me. If we want to talk to you, Lynn, what's your email address?
My email address is lynn@accuLynx.com.
It was great to see you. Look forward to having you on the show again. And Lynn, really appreciate you coming on, and we'll talk soon.
Great. Dave, always good to join your show. Thank you.
Well, that's it for the show today. I really appreciate everybody listening. I mentioned earlier about this great 5-star review that Ruby Receptionist got. And this is something that really helps me out, just like it does your contracting business. But reviews are critical to spreading the word and letting people know that it's a great show. So if you get value out of this podcast, I would really appreciate you going to my website at theroofershow.com. Scroll down to the bottom of any episode down in the show notes. There's a big button that says leave a review. Click on that. It'll only take you 2 or 3 minutes to do, but it really helps me in the ratings, getting the show out there. So if you're getting value out of this show, please leave me a review. I'd really appreciate it. All right. Until next week, we'll see you on The Roofer Show.